Chapter 3. Mary, the Truly Poor. Mary's family was certainly among the circle of the Anawim, the poor of Yahweh, of whom we just spoke. Let us contemplate how she acts and reacts in some evangelical texts that refer to her. The Annunciation, from Luke chapter 1. Mary abandons herself and accepts, though she does not understand much that the angel tells her. She acknowledges herself as the handmaid of the Lord and fully trusts in him. The Visitation, from Luke chapter 1. Mary again uses this very same word, handmaid, in her Magnificat. She praises God, who has done great things for her, God who, quote, disperses the arrogant of mind and heart, fills the hungry with good things, and sends the rich away empty. Humility, which is dependence, and poverty, which is love. Jesus in the Temple, from Luke chapter 2. Mary accepts not understanding the attitude as well as the answer of her own son. Cana, John chapter 2. Mary is concerned for the poor newlyweds who will be subjected to scorn if there is not enough wine. She shows complete confidence in her son through her initiative, do whatever he tells you, and then she melts away. Calvary, from John chapter 9. Mary stands at the foot of the cross, helpless in front of Jesus' suffering, and yet still handmaid of love. Available, forgetting self, Mary is fully centered on her son and others. She is present to her son throughout the whole of his life, as she will be to the apostles in the cenacle.
Meditation.
To be Mary is the invitation given to us by Father Chamon. What is the meaning for me now? In my own life, how can I imitate Mary's poverty?